and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we go. It's Tuesday morning. I got 3 hours of sleep. We're set to go.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So last night was Monday Night Raw in Memphis, which is awesome. And like as a parent, it's awesome when your kid's enjoying something like that.
Yeah.
And then you realize, oh my goodness, one of the things that's not great about living in Jonesboro, if you travel out of town to go to an event during the week, is the fact that, man, it's late. Yeah. So I was drinking an energy drink at about 11 o'clock last night.
Oh my goodness.
So that's how my day ended. And I realized like over the course of that 24-hour period, there were truly 3 hours of sleep and then 3 hours of sleep last night.
Yeah.
So...
Well, you look good.
Right.
You look rested.
That is not true. I think I'm still asleep. But we have so many great photos and videos from last night in Memphis. If you watched it on the USA Network, you saw John Cena there, which was cool for Kai.
How was Rhonda?
Rhonda was awesome. She was early in the show, but like to me, the biggest reaction of the night for me personally was Vince McMahon. The CEO of WWE. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew he was going to be there, not advertised. And the limo pulls up and out steps Vince McMahon and he walks out into the FedEx Forum last night. And even Kai, like, you know, because Kai kind of knew John Cena, Ronda Rousey.
Right.
When he saw Vince McMahon, he looked over and was like, Dad!
Oh, that's cool.
So it was a pretty cool thing. And then, he doesn't want us to catch him reacting to stuff. Like, he doesn't want us to catch him having fun.
Right.
Right? So, like, we catch these moments of him, like, getting all excited and cheering and stuff like that with his buddy. And then he realizes that Leslie has, like, the phone turned toward him.
Right.
And he turns into not nice Kai.
Mean Kai.
And, like, there's this one look I got because, like, it was, like, a guy named Finn Balor was in the ring. And he was doing his big poses and, like, the crowd's going crazy. And Kai caught me taking a picture. And he gave me this look like,
oh,
Dad.
No. He's already there. And how old is he?
9. He's pointing at me.
He's pointing at you, like, getting on to you, like, get that out of my face.
But look how great that picture is. It's such a cool picture.
Yeah, that is a good picture.
I might post it on my Instagram story so you can see Kai telling me, basically, go away, Dad.
Although it could just be, like, he's trying to have that cool wrestling face.
Or he could be doing E.T.
Yes.
That's what he's doing, phone home, right? So, anyway, here we go. You ready for the show?
I am. Let's go.
I'm ready for the show. Let's go. It is 6:05 in K-Fine Country.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All of us have these ideas that we want to work out and like get in great shape. Like we all have these best laid plans.
Yeah, I think about it all the time.
I want to be the best me in 2019, right? I feel like boxing me.
Shadow box.
And running on the beach, right? You have the visions of that. And then for some reason life hits you in the face and you're like, wow, the people who commit to doing
hard.
That. They're pretty intense, right?
Yeah.
Like, I have a buddy who's like, oh, in the gym, no excuses.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, I got nothing but excuses.
Let me show you my list.
What do you do for a living? Because you must not do anything.
Right.
But they're saying that the average age where people kind of start to feel too old to work out is 41.
It's so good we're in our young 30s.
That's it. Mm-hmm. So we still have a number of years to have excuses. Mm-hmm. Here's the excuses people use on not working out. A lot of people, 56% of people say they're just too tired to work out.
Hmm.
And, like, I don't know when we would work out. We can't wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning to work out.
Yeah, I know.
Like, the people who wake up early and, like, have energy for the day.
I guess we could. We'd have to go to bed at, like, 6.
Yeah, it just doesn't work with life. Like, there's this thing called life we have to try to do and be parents. They say that some people have just too much work to do.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons that this job will fire me up. Like, I don't feel like I ever get time off. They say it's already too late and people are tired from their day.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's really not the ideal time. Your ideal time is to work out at lunch. Like for me, because like for us, we wake up at 4, we're on the air at 5, right? So when you think about that, like when in the heck would we work out before work?
I don't know.
And it, like we work all day, and then like at 5 o'clock at night, I'm worn out. Now I'm making excuses though. They say people say bad weather, they ate too much, they stayed late at work, they'd rather watch Netflix, it was dark outside and they didn't feel like working out, bad traffic, their workout buddy canceled, all these things are excuses as to why people stop working out.
There's one thing I haven't even heard yet in that list that they got wrong, I think.
I just gave you 10.
Kids. What about all of us that have kids and we've got basketball games and practices and plays and swim and everything else?
Yeah. So when should we work it in? It's lunch, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, legitimately, that's when we should all find our time. We should all form a group, all of us who are awake early in the morning, and go work out together as a group.
That sounds good.
Right? We'll put on our awesome workout clothes. like, you know, half shirts and tight pants and stuff like that.
Kind of like Olivia Newton-John in Let's Get Physical, that video. That's how I envision you.
Yeah, you've just dated yourself. Me, not so much.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
My good friend Kelly's trying to rub in the fact that everything's expensive when you go to big venues like, you know, the FedEx Forum.
I was just curious if you had some mild heart attacks as you were paying for drinks and whatnot.
A souvenir cup that has all the superstars on it.
Were you that crazy person that as it's over and you're walking out to go to your car, get your cup, get your cup, pick up that cup.
Yes, I was.
Oh my God.
Because there's like, you know, there's pictures of all the WWE superstars on the cups. And I paid $9.50 a drink.
You better get that cup.
For a Pepsi.
Mm.
It wasn't even like it was a Bud Light. It was a Pepsi. $9.50.
Did y'all get like several? Like did for like Thanksgiving, you'll have like 12 cups now?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally like telling Leslie and Kai, hey, guys, just get one drink. Y'all share. And they're like, uh-uh. And Leslie probably would have, but Kai will not have that.
Right, right.
And he had to have his own popcorn, like $10.
Mm.
Leslie wanted chicken strips and fries, like $12. I was freaking out. I don't know.
I knew you would be.
I don't know when I'll recover. My first whack at the concession stand, $57. Stupid,
oh,
right?
Oh, my goodness.
Ridiculous.
Mm. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on my favorite celebrity, Ariana Grande.
Of the moment.
No, she's it.
Oh.
She's it, yeah.
Okay, oh.
Anyway, some big announcements from her. Number one, it looks like she's going to be the headliner for Lollapalooza. So if you're going to Lollapalooza in Chicago in August, Ariana will more than likely be the headliner. She also has a brand new tattoo. So she has over 20 tattoos. Most of them are smaller and a little bit dainty.
Mm-hmm.
But the new one is a Pokemon character. It's Eevee. So I don't know. For her, and Kelly and I have had this discussion already, I believe because it's Ariana Grande that she pulls it off. Like, if I were to go and get a Pokemon tattoo on my arm today, I'd probably be, you know, beat up at work.
Yes.
But Ariana Grande has a new tattoo. It's actually up. If you want to check it out and see if you think it's cute, it's up right now on the BBITM blog, the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Gotcha Gossip on Selena Gomez. She's back. She posted on Instagram for the first time since she reportedly checked into a mental health facility back in the fall. She posted three separate black and white photos of herself, and she basically writes about the challenges she had to face last year. And she thanks everyone for the love, support, and basically that last year was a year of self-reflection and a lot of challenges, and she grew up a lot last year. So she goes on to say it's not easy, but she's proud of the person that she's becoming, and she looks forward to the year ahead.
I like that these young celebrities are basically coming out and telling other young people, hey, life's not perfect.
Yeah, it's
even
okay.
Even when you're rich.
Right. So to check out the pictures of Selena and to read her full post, head to the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Got you gossip on Katherine Schwarzenegger. So she's the one who is now engaged to Chris Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris comes out, posts his picture, talks about it. The world goes crazy because Chris Pratt is now engaged, you know, fairly quickly after his breakup from Anna Faris. So Katherine Schwarzenegger has now responded. She posted the same photo that Chris posted, and she says, my sweet love, wouldn't want to live this life with anyone but you.
Aww.
So it's pretty sweet stuff out there right now with Katherine Schwarzenegger and Chris Pratt. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's this 30-year-old guy named Brian from Florida, and he got into this serious fight with his neighbor last week.
Oh, no.
He threatened to, quote, kill him with kindness, which is what my mom always used to tell me if someone was being mean.
Oh, yeah.
But as the fight started, another neighbor intervened, and Brian stabbed him with the knife.
Oh, wow.
And Brian almost made good on his threat because the knife had the word kindness engraved on it.
Stop it.
Yes.
Stab him.
Kill him with kindness.
Kill him with kindness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the neighbor's going to be okay, and Brian was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and aggravated battery. But speaking of fighting, how did the octopus beat the shark in a fight, Brandon?
I have no idea, Kelly.
The octopus was well armed. Get it? Lots of arms?
Yep, I get it.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Jason Aldean and Brittany Aldean have moved into that new house. And like we hear that it's not all the way finished, but then you see photos and stuff. You're like, no,
and
that house
looks
is done.
Amazing. Yeah. Like,
it's crazy. They sold their house, had to move into this other one before it's all the way finished, and it looks spectacular.
They're trying to make us feel like they're normal, but they're not.
No. And sometimes I go through, do you ever look at celebrity homes and then have this complete envy where you question your own life and like what you do for a living?
Yes, it's happened.
Because I saw Big Kenny from Big and Rich, right? And like they had some big hits, but his house is ridiculous. Kelly Clarkson's house, ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they live like that.
Well, take some singing lessons.
Maybe that was the key to life. I should have applied myself better early on.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. Let me turn down my phone. I'm trying to put some videos together from last night.
Yeah, you're kind of obsessed with it.
Well, because you're like, no, people will enjoy that because, you know, like we were there.
I just
didn't
know it was going to take this long.
Well, I have to get them right to make my Instagram look right.
I know.
You know, because last night we were there to see John Cena and Vince McMahon and Finn Balor and all these WWE superstars, and I don't know, Ronda Rousey was there.
That's awesome.
I didn't get beat up. For anybody who thought maybe I was going to get beat up by Ronda Rousey, she did not beat up any men last night.
Oh, we had hope.
So that was good. I didn't happen to get beat up. I know you spent a little bit of time trying to flip over to see if you could see us on WWE.
I did. I looked for you.
But you also spent time watching your new obsession.
Yes, and you're going to like it too, and you're going to want your wife to watch it. I already know that.
I've never even heard of this.
This is called, it's on Netflix, it's a brand new show. It just premiered in January. It's called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo.
Okay.
It's about this tiny little woman from Japan, and she is a tidy expert. So she's been organizing since she was really little.
Right.
So basically she goes into people's houses. You remember the show The Nanny? And The Nanny would come in. And she would basically help your kids and
oh
all that
gosh.
Kind of stuff. Basically, that's what she does. But she comes into your house and helps you declutter everything. And she does it in categories. So she'll come in and she'll say, okay, put every item of clothing you own on this bed. So they bring all the clothes in, and
right.
then they have to go through each item. And if they hold it and it brings them joy, or they're like, I can't part with this, they keep it. But if it's something that they haven't worn in 2 years or whatever, they put it in a different pile.
Yeah, I get it.
So basically she comes in and does all of this stuff. And basically it's like, if it does not spark joy for you, if you haven't used it in over 2 years, get rid of it. So she comes in and she changes these people's lives only by organizing, but also like a lot of these families' lives change because
really?
Just getting organized in the home, it frees up all of this other stress that's kind of going on in their lives. She also has a best-selling book. Like, she's really, really big right now. Marie Kondo is her name.
Look it up.
It's
so the whole
so
idea
good.
Is it life and clutter can kind of consume us and
yeah.
make us unhappy?
Right. And she sits there and basically, even if you're getting rid of a piece of clothing, she's like, now thank this piece of clothing for what it did to you. For how it made you feel at the time
yeah.
and get rid of it. And then she goes through sentimental stuff and tells you what to do with that. Because, you know, a lot of us with kids and just, you know, high school and college, we have tons and tons of boxes of just mess.
Oh, my, the attic?
Graduation announcements, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Everything's up there.
And so she goes through all of that and explains to you how to get to that mental point where you can get rid of some of that. Take a picture of it.
So I want you to pretend like you're Marie Kondo.
Okay.
So I am me and you're Marie Kondo. And I have every outfit I ever wore on television for wrestling.
Yeah, you're gonna have to part with several things.
She'd make me get rid of it. Stuff I've kept for 20 years.
Well, do you have a picture of yourself in those outfits?
Yeah, in video too.
Are you going to wear them again?
Well, they probably don't fit.
So what are you going to do?
Keep them.
But why?
Because I like them.
Yeah, you're not going to do good with Marie.
You don't think so?
No, but she's so precious. She's this little tiny woman, and there's something about her that I think if she came into my house, I'd be like, yes, ma'am, okay, yes, yes, yes. I wish she could come to my house so bad.
Why don't you apply for it?
Okay.
Can you do that?
I think so.
Is there like a casting deal? Surely there is.
You're just trying to get me to fail.
No, I'm not. You failed at the last thing you
tried.
I know.
I'm
trying to help you succeed.
That's why I'm not doing it.
Well, it's called Tidying Up.
With Marie Kondo, you've got to watch it or read the book. I'm about to get the book, too.
All right. My wife was obsessed last night watching Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh.
On the way back from WWE.
Enticing.
Yeah, it was great. 11 o'clock at night watching pimples pop.
Look at this.
Look at this lipoma. This is the greatest lipoma of all time.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm still working on my post for WWE. I just want it to be representative of an awesome night in Memphis. And much like you're making fun of me for taking forever to get my post ready, I am still waiting for your 10-year transformation.
I'm not doing it. I'm against it. I'm rebelling.
Not true. You worked on it for the entire show.
Yesterday.
And now you're saying you're not going to do it.
Because I got tired of working on it, and I'm not going to work on it.
But see, that's where persistence comes in. And I believe that you should. Why did you roll your eyes with that?
Because it's a Facebook post.
Well, I mean, persistent. Oh, gosh. Now Siri's talking back to me. Stop talking to me, Siri. I don't have time for this. I'm tired today. I got 3 hours of sleep. And it's time to do the birthdays.
Yeah.
Kelly, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Tuesday, January the 15th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Billy Long, who celebrates today. We have Brenda Voiles from Wynn. Happy birthday. Jake Voss of Jonesboro celebrates today. Whitney Cobble from Jonesboro celebrates a birthday. Happy birthday, Whitney. And Allison Neely of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday today as well. So, happy birthday. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Dove Cameron is 23. She plays twins on Liv and Maddie.
Which one was she?
Liv.
Okay, was she not Maddie?
I don't know. Oh, wait, that's a trick question. I don't like you.
She was both of them.
All right. Pitbull is 38.
We'll come back and play some Pitbull in a second.
Matt Holliday is 38 as well. Played for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yep.
Drew Brees is 40, quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. And Shane McMahon is 49, son of WWE's Vince McMahon.
There you go. Shane O'Mac. He's going to be on SmackDown tonight. And you mentioned Pitbull. And the reason I held off on Pitbull until the end is because we can play some great Pitbull music. Like, I don't know, maybe this one right here. What's his nickname?
Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. How about this?
It's another one.
Mr. Worldwide and Fireball. First thing you think of when you hear the word Fireball. Is it a drink or Jonesboro High School?
Oh, it's Jonesboro High School.
Pitbull. Grab somebody sexy, tell them hey. He's in this one with Neo as well. Give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Jake Voss, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you want to go see Kane Brown Friday night in South Haven, we have your chance to win. And just a heads up, we'll be giving you the chance to win tickets coming up within 20 minutes this morning. Kane Brown, Friday night at the Lander Center in South Haven, and your chance to win within 20 minutes right here this morning on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'll admit, I've had 3 hours of sleep in the last, I don't know how many days. It feels like forever. So my alarm goes off around 4 o'clock in the morning, right? I went to bed a little bit after 1 last night because we went to WWE Monday Night Raw at the FedEx Forum. And it was awesome. Kai left and he was like, it was the greatest event we've ever been to, Dad. That was so much fun.
Aww.
And if you want to kind of see kind of the vantage point that we had, which was really good, and WWE hooked us up, you can go and take a look at some of those videos. Like the entrance of Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Vince McMahon was in Memphis.
Which surprised everybody, I think.
Yeah, John Cena was there. Ronda Rousey was there. Sasha Banks. Alexa Bliss. Braun Strowman. Kai was so excited because Braun Strowman is massive.
Mm-hmm.
And like he was like, Dad, he's huge. Anyway, some cool videos are up right now. If you go to my Instagram, Brandon on KFIN, it'll also be up on Twitter here momentarily as well. Let's do some country music news.
Country music news. K find?
Country music news
on Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I'm a Jason Aldean fan, and he's going back on tour. Everybody's announcing their tours, right? And Aldean's going out starting in April, and it's going to be called the Ride All Night Tour. It's Jason Aldean, Kane Brown, and Carly Pierce. So the closest they're going to be to us is St. Louis, and that's going to be in August, unless they add other dates. There's not a Nashville date, which...
I bet they will add more.
Everybody plays Nashville, so there might be more dates coming. But again, it's Jason Aldean and the 2019 Ride All Night Tour.
Dustin Lynch's Good Girl is at the top of both the Billboard and Country Airplay charts this week.
I got it, good girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama.
I like that song, man.
Take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole.
Congratulations to Dustin Lynch.
It's his sixth song to hit the top of the charts, but his first as a songwriter. So that's a really, really big deal as a songwriter.
There you go. Congratulations, Dustin. All right, a couple of cool videos up this morning on the BBITM blog. You can go there and check out Kane Brown. He was on Good Morning America. We're fans of Kane Brown. And again, we have tickets to give away coming up in about 15 minutes or so. This is Kane Brown on Good Morning America doing the song Good As You. It's his next single.
I just wanna wake up every day here in this bed. Never leave, I love you, left unsaid.
You like him, right?
It might take 100 lifetimes to...
Why is he able to pull off skinny jeans and I can't?
Just a little bit of a different build.
There's something about that. And Mitchell Tenpenny did his first big performance on national television. He was on the Today Show. He did the song Drunk Me. This is what it sounded like.
I've been sober, 'cause there ain't no hangover like you, girl. No, no, no. Baby, can you come over? Always find those words.
Both of those videos are up this morning on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com. And your chance to win Kane Brown tickets coming up within the next... Should we say it? Go ahead and say it. Within the next 10 minutes.
Get ready.
Are you ready?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have tickets for you to go see Kane Brown, and it's as simple as this.
Hey, Kane Brown here.
Call now.
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got it. My heart keeps skipping a beat. What if this is it? What if it's meant to be?
Kane Brown is in South Haven at the Landers Center coming up on Friday night, and you can be there as well. All you have to do is be caller number 7. And you see these phone lines right here.
I see it.
They have exploded. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. 870-935-5346. Start dialing, and good luck.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's Brad Paisley and Tix on KFINE. Good morning. Thanks for having us on your radio this morning. 749. Kelly just passed me a note. I would like to check you for ticks.
That is not true.
I'm going to throw this away.
So stupid.
We have tickets to give away right now to go see Kane Brown on Friday night. We need caller number 7 on the phone line. Stop. Stop making me laugh. All right. We have to be serious.
Okay.
We're looking for caller number 7 right now. 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
This is Brittany Adams.
Brittany Adams, where are you from?
Tuckerman, Arkansas.
What are you doing in Tuckerman, Arkansas?
I was actually just dropping my kids off at school and taking my youngest to the doctor.
All right. Well, so we have some concert tickets that we're looking to give away for a concert happening on Friday. Would you have any interest?
I would definitely have interest.
Well, we're looking for caller number 7, and guess what caller number you are?
Fingers crossed that I'm 7.
Well, I hate to tell you this. You got real close.
Oh, man.
But you're caller number 6.
Oh, man.
Or I could be just joking with you.
Brandon.
And you could
we're
really be.
You're joking.
Caller number 7. Yeah. Congratulations. We are hooking you up with tickets to go see Kane Brown Friday night in South Haven. Yell at the station, hooking you up with those free Kane Brown tickets.
107.9
KFOX. Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I've just now posted more videos and stuff from WWE last night.
If you want to watch the whole show, everyone, just go to his Instagram. There's some really good videos.
It's good videos.
It is. I was just kidding.
And you can see, like, you know, Memphis is basically like home for us.
Y'all had good seats.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So Vince McMahon, John Cena, Sasha Banks, Ronda Rousey. That's up on my Instagram, on Twitter, Brandon on KFIN. So before we went off to go to Memphis, you know how you have to make that the gas station stop,
of
and you
course,
have to
yeah.
pump up, and you uh-huh. check your tires and all that stuff before you make a trip. So nobody wanted to go with me to do that, so I did that by myself.
Let me guess, she wasn't ready yet.
Not ready. Kai did not want to get off Fortnite, so...
Yeah, I get it.
You know, he gets to play. Mm-hmm. I get to go to the store. So I have issues with my debit card. And my issue is that my strip doesn't work in the back, and sometimes the chip doesn't work.
Hmm.
I still swear there's money there.
It must be something wrong.
Did you get declined?
Well, let me give you an idea of what happens. So I go and I have to put air in the tires and I awkwardly do that and other people are waiting. So then I feel like the pressure of hurrying and you can't make the air come out any faster.
Yeah, right.
Like you're, but
it takes a second.
But you can screw the cap on faster.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was like, burr, burr.
Try not to drop them.
Like I'm a pit crew guy for, mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, a NASCAR guy.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do that. So then I decide to go into the store and Kai needs, of course, one of the icy type drinks and he mm-hmm. wants all the different flavors in there. So I'm getting that and I'm trying to find the right lid. And of course I get the wrong lid first and it doesn't fit and it's too big. Then I have to think, do I put it back since my fingers have been on it?
Or do you throw it away?
Or do I throw it away but then it's wasting plastic? All that. I get his nachos and I have a Monster Energy drink. So there's three things I'm supposed to carry. And I also wanted to try the new Flamin' Hot Doritos.
Oh,
so I pick up his nachos, which I've had to dump the cheese on. And as I push the cheese on the chips, before I put the chips in the right spot, I pour cheese all over the counter. And I'm like, dang it. So I have to clean that up. I get all the drinks and I'm ready to corral them up there to the register. And as I turn, you know how like you know it's about to happen, but yet you still can't stop it? It's like you're about to drop your phone and you drop your phone. Here go the nachos.
Stop.
Boom! In the floor.
Cheese everywhere.
Cheese and chips everywhere.
I bet the people that were working hated you.
In the middle of the store. And I'm like, what do I do? Because I can't just like walk away from it.
Right. Leave it.
So I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And I volunteer to clean it up. And they're like, no, that's fine. This happens. If that's the worst thing that's going to happen today, it's okay. So I'm mortified, blood red, embarrassed because people have seen me drop nachos.
I'm so upset I wasn't there.
I'm making people work extra. I finally make it to the register and I feel like I have the need to address the cheese in the floor.
Oh, my
again,
gosh.
And apologize. So I do that and then I hand him my card. Actually, the card won't work on the chip reader. And I'm like, well, no, there it'll work.
Did you start sweating?
Yeah, you try it.
Mm.
I give it to her and she's like, it's not working over here. And then it comes up with a message that says, hold the card. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they think I've stolen this card. And I remember because my card is older, they sent me a new card. And all of this registers after my card's been declined, not once, not twice, but three times.
What did you do?
Luckily, I was in my wife's car and I remembered her debit card was in there. So then I had to say, could you hold this transaction? I'll be right back.
You were basically their worst nightmare.
I was the worst customer ever.
Man.
Right there with cheese and chips in the floor.
I think you should send them flowers.
And card being declined right there in front of them. Mm. And please hold this transaction.
He's a criminal.
One of the ladies left while I told her to hold the transaction. I guess her shift was over, but she was leaving as I got back inside.
She was calling the authorities.
You think so?
Happening.
When something says hold the card, it makes you feel like you stole it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going to happen? I'm on surveillance camera right now. I'm going to be on Crime Stoppers. That was my card, I promise.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we know when the next royal baby is going to be due. Meghan Markle said that the baby's going to be due in late April, early May. So get ready for that. She happens to be very pretty when she's pregnant.
She is, yeah.
Then again,
you have a thing for those women that are pregnant.
Women. Is that weird?
No,
I just think it's
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a wild story on Katy Perry getting kicked out of school. One of the reasons she got kicked out is because, you know, she went to a very religious school. Mm-hmm. They say that she kind of was trying to pretend like a tree was Tom Cruise to make her friends laugh, and that was inappropriate. And it might not have been as inappropriate if Katy Perry wasn't using some words she shouldn't use at the Christian school.
Oh.
She was playing Truth or Dare. She played Spin the Bottle. All the games that Kelly mastered when she was in elementary school.
Come on.
But Katy Perry got kicked out of sixth grade because of that, trying to make people laugh.
Man, I can relate to that. Making people laugh. Let me clarify.
Playing Spin the Bottle, did you ever play that?
No, I never did play Spin the Bottle.
Did I ever tell you the story about the time I got kicked out of high school?
What?
I'll tell you now, because kids are gone like they're in school.
You did not.
My senior year, I snuck on a field trip. My friend Joe, who you've met before,
yes,
was the manager of the football team, and he had to go down to the state championship somewhere in Texas on his own. So he snuck me on the trip, and Joe's sister bought a ton of beer.
Oh, my goodness.
And we did a bathtub full of beer on a high school trip. And we were having a party.
No, you did not. Who caught you?
One of the girls got sick and then said that there's a bathtub of beer down there, and we got caught. And I got kicked out of high school. I had to go to one of those schools where like the bad kids go. And you picture me with a blonde mullet and
a red
pickup truck going to the bad school. I mean, I got bullied in regular high school. With the people who didn't bully anybody.
Your poor mom.
But think about me going to the school with the bad kids.
I think if I was your mom, knowing you, I would have gone up and said, I'll do anything. In school or out of school suspension, anything. Don't send him to that school.
I had the meeting with the principal and I cried.
Oh my goodness. You got kicked out of school.
Kicked out of high school. So Katy Perry and I have something in common.
Wow.
There you go. Take that one.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Partly sunny today with a high near 46. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 34. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 50. It's 40 in Wynn, 39 in Jonesboro. Oh my goodness.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande, who has a brand new tattoo. And we're talking about, like, it's not a name, it's not a photo, it's not some type of memory of family or anything like that. It's actually a Pokemon character.
Oh.
The fox-like creature, Eevee, is the new tattoo on the body of Ariana Grande.
Hmm.
And I'm just saying, I think she can pull this off, but I'm not sure that I could pull this off.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that it would look right if you did this.
Yeah, no.
Who would be
me.
Your favorite cartoon character?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I don't even know.
For me, I love the Flintstones, right?
Yeah.
I don't see me having Fred Flintstone on my arm.
Right.
Or Dino, or Bam Bam, or Pebbles, or Wilma, or Barney.
Yeah.
But she's able to go and get a Pokemon tattoo. If you want to check it out, and again, I think she could pull this off, it's up on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
Gotcha Gossip on Selena Gomez. So she just posted on Instagram for the first time since she reportedly checked into a mental health rehab back in the fall. And she posted three separate black and white pictures of herself. And she wrote about the challenges she faced last year. Basically, she thanks everyone for all the love and support and said last year was a growth year for her. Yeah. A lot of self-reflection and she faced a lot of challenges. And she goes on to say it's not easy, but she's proud of the person that she's becoming. And she's looking forward to this year. So check out the pictures of Selena. And to read her full post, head to the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And got you gossip on Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger. We told you yesterday that he had posted this photo, this big engagement announcement. And now Katherine Schwarzenegger has broken her silence about the engagement. She shared the same photo. And the quote was, "My sweet love, wouldn't want to live this life with anyone but you."
Mm.
So They're in that sugary, sweet mm-hmm. part of the relationship right now. And planning to get married, it looks like at some point this year. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And keep in mind, the Cardinals Caravan is happening coming up on Saturday noon. The Mall at Turtle Creek. And we have your chance to win tickets to go see the Cardinals play. And Air Choice One wants to send you there for free. Stop by and join us coming up on Saturday at noon at the Mall at Turtle Creek for the Cardinals Caravan with K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, Kelly, because I was gone last night, I was at Monday Night Raw, mm-hmm. which was live on the USA Network, with the return of Vince McMahon and John Cena. I was there. I could not watch The Bachelor. Not that I'm allowed to watch The Bachelor mm-hmm. anyway, but you did, right?
I did.
Was there any more drama from the sloth girl, or is she all the way off
the
show?
Oh, no, the sloth girl's gone.
She's gone.
Yeah, she's gone. No more sloth.
What was the drama last night? Were girls fighting?
It's getting that way, and they've already basically placed the villain kind of on this one girl,
yeah.
and they've kind of got some front runners and things like that. But the stuff that they play at the very end of the show, you know how they'll do like, and coming up this season.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be some crazy, which I feel like they do this every year, every time, but it looks good. And it's so silly. You can't help but enjoy. Like I enjoyed it so much last night, just laughing and making fun of the girls and like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she said that. And oh my gosh, that girl's going to get really mad. And what is he going to do? It's silly bubblegum for the brain. Just, you know.
Does your husband watch it with you?
Well, he laughs at some of the things I'll say.
So he does watch it?
No, he's in the other room. He's in the other room and I have it loud.
You're defending him.
No, I'm not.
He watches it, doesn't he?
He was in the kitchen last night and I was in the living room.
He's
and
the biggest
it was
fan.
Loud.
He's a big fan of The Bachelor.
His favorite is... I'm just kidding.
So what's the story? There's some woman they're painting as being the elder member of the team, right?
Oh, yeah. They say that there's a cougar corner,
yeah.
and she happens to be 31.
And she's a cougar.
Right. So, you know, there's the 22-year-olds yeah. that are like, the cougar comments don't hurt us. You know, so there's a lot of just cattiness and silliness and... It's just fun.
So if we go to Kelly's DVR, just so you know, she's watching Tidying Up
yes.
with Marie Kondo.
Yes.
She watches that show.
Yep.
She watches The Bachelor mm-hmm. and The Masked Singer.
There you go.
She's very...
There's me in a nutshell.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I keep refreshing my feed because any second, Brittany Aldean or Carrie Underwood is going to have a baby.
Dude. What if they have it on the same day?
That'd be cool.
Would country music implode?
Yes.
Because who would get more publicity?
Ooh.
Would it be Carrie? Probably Carrie, right?
Probably Carrie.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a thing on social media that's totally taken me aback. We've all had McDonald's fries,
mm-hmm.
right? And my wife loves them. I love McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
Always have loved them. Throw even more salt on them. I'm even happier. But if you can picture like the carton that they come in,
mm-hmm.
right? If it's not the paper one, but it's like the red
yeah.
harder carton.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a way that these are designed where you're supposed to be able to actually put ketchup on the carton, not putting them directly on the fries, because I don't like that because then your fingers get all messy.
Yeah.
But if you think about the back flap of the McDonald's fries thing, that's meant to be bent. So you bend it down and the corner back up just a little bit, and there's a little tray there to put your ketchup.
Mind blown.
Dude, it is completely crazy. Supposedly, that's the idea behind the fries and the reason the carton is that way. I'm going to post this on our social media so you can check it out. Because if that's real, it's a game changer.
It is.
For eating fries.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Jason Aldean fans, get ready. Jason's going on tour, and his tour for 2019 actually kicks off in April. It runs all the way through the end of September. It's the 2019 Ride All Night Tour. It features Jason Aldean, Kane Brown, and Carly Pearce, so a really strong show.
Mm-hmm.
And the closest they're going to be to this area is St. Louis at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on August 24th. Again, Jason Aldean on tour in 2019.
Dustin Lynch's Good Girl is at the top of both the Billboard and Country Airplay charts this week.
I got it, good girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole
Congratulations, Dustin.
This is his first song as a songwriter.
So there you go. Dustin Lynch, that's pretty big, man, when he goes number one like that. Hey, Mitchell Tenpenny, he has that song Drunk Me. He made an appearance on the Today Show, and man, I thought he was awesome. Check out this live performance from NBC's Today. It's Mitchell Tenpenny. Mitchell Tenpenny. That video's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
So many things between 7 and 9 o'clock. I'm just going to read them off, okay? All right. Roswell, New Mexico at 8 o'clock. Season premiere of Drunk History. Shows back from their winter break tonight. The Flash, This Is Us, which is, you know, I'm excited about.
Favorite.
FBI, NCIS New Orleans returns. And then new episodes of Lethal Weapon, NCIS, The Gifted, The Rookie, and New Amsterdam.
It's a big night on TV tonight. Hope you guys have a great day. And we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.